Now?
Heard about a job. Big shot gangster putting together a crew.
I'm a driver. And I'm a flyer. I waited a long time for a shot like this.
What do you think?
Well, what do you know?
From the trailer for Solo, A Star Wars Story, one of the big movies that opened at the start of the summer movie season. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What have you seen so far this summer? What are you looking forward to seeing? Are you a fan of the prequels and sequels? Are you more interested in standalone movies? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Joining us now for a look at what's out already and what's coming out soon, we have Reggie Ponder with us, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. Reggie, good to have you back.
Oh, Rob, great to be back, and this is a great time to talk movies. It's the summertime.
And it seems like the summer movie season maybe started a little earlier than usual this year. Am I right? Avengers Infinity War seemed like a summer movie.
You got it. Now, what's interesting is that they're not counting it. I'm doing my hands to that little quotation thing. they're not counting it as a summer movie. But you're right. Typically, the summer season is defined as the first Friday in May through Labor Day. This came before that period, and it just did a blockbuster job at the box office. So, yes, they are trying to start it earlier and earlier. I think, Rob, we talked about before that the movie audience, in terms of tickets, is declining year by year. So they're doing everything they can to extend the seasons, to keep the excitement, and get people back into the theaters.
Is the summer movie season the big moneymaker or one of the big moneymakers for the studios?
Yeah, it is. It is definitely one of the big money makers, because you got to think about it. Is that it? The weather usually doesn't prohibit people from going to the movies, and it actually invites people to come into these air conditioned places to enjoy some time with inside comfortably. So yes, the summer is one of those big times, but also the winter season is as well.
Well, let's get into some movies. You sent us a lot of movies to get into. We'll see how much we can cover here. Let's start.
Okay.
We played that clip from Solo. I got to admit, I'm a Star Wars kind of guy. I haven't seen this yet, and apparently I'm not alone. Have we reached peak Star Wars, Reggie?
So it's really interesting. So a lot of people are asking the question, was this film too soon after, was Solo a Star Wars story too soon after The Last Jedi? And I don't think that that's the issue. My question really is, does the story matter enough to your overall understanding of the franchise? And for me, the answer is no. I loved Woody Harrelson's character and Donald Glover's character. They stole the show in this one. It was good. It was interesting. But the movie, I liked it. I didn't love it. And I really think that that's about the story, not about the timing.
And quick thoughts on Infinity War, really tying all these, 15, I don't know, 18 movies together. I saw it. I guess I liked it. What are your thoughts?
I liked it a lot. I liked a few things in this really quickly. One is that hopefully by now this is not a spoiler alert, but that everybody didn't live. Now, I know in the comic book world people can come back, but I like that. I like that they didn't tie it up in a nice, neat knot. I love the fact that they brought in all of these Marvel characters, and I looked forward to it. I like this one. I thought they did a good job, and a good job to make me want to see what's coming next.
I want to give a listen to one of the movies that I actually got out to see just came out this weekend. There were the Oceans 11, 12, 13. Now we have Oceans 8.
In 3.5 weeks, the Met will be hosting its annual ball. And we are going to rob it. Not the ball itself.
Oh. On the neck of Daphne Kluger.
Valued at over $100
million.
$150 million, actually.
My kids, Reggie, love a good heist film. This went over pretty well, I think. What did you think?
So before, you said it went over pretty well, but I want to get a little bit more from you. What do you mean? Did you go out feeling good? Well, what happened with you on this?
My kids liked it. I'll say that. And I liked it, too. I'm a sucker for a good heist film. This is all women. I mean, not all women cast, but the heisters are all women in this one, a different twist. It was, I thought it fit pretty well into the Oceans. Fun, breezy, a lot of visuals to look at in the museum and the jewelry and the costumes. Yeah, how can you go wrong?
See, that's how I feel. I mean, you have these fantastic women from a casting perspective. Obviously, people felt the same way. It made almost $42 million at the box office. It beat the expectations. The other thing is that this movie, Ocean's 8, is not the typical blockbuster. So the timing is great with the whole Me Too movement and all of that. I don't think obviously they didn't time it for that, but I think that the timing is great to see these women all about the heist, not about men. So I love a heist film. And this one about women making it happen, they made it happen. It's about relationships, friendships, and money ship. Oh, that's not a word. I'm sorry. I mean all about the money. That's what I meant to say, Rock. That's what I meant to say.
Well, you sent us a list and had some movies that I'm not familiar with or I might recognize the name. I want to listen to a little bit of one, Breaking In. This was not on my radar. Here's a bit, I think, from the trailer.
You are a woman, alone, at the mercy of strangers.
What do you want?
We want something in the house.
I will do anything to protect my kids.
Do exactly what I say, or you and your kids will not survive this night. Do you understand?
Creepy and tense. I get some of the gist. Tell us about Breaking In, Reggie.
So this one is starring Gabriel Union, who, by the way, I'm in love with. So, oops, I said that on radio, so my wife might have heard that. Jesus, oh, man. no, but it's about starring Gabriel Union. Her father dies in this movie, and she has to go to one of the estate houses that he left for her. And there with her two children, all of a sudden somebody breaks in, they capture the children, and now mommy is mad. Mommy has to figure out how to survive but also save the children through all of this. Now, there's nothing new here, nothing new at all, save for the fact that there was a black woman with a leading role. If you remember, we talk about this a lot, but when you get to the end of the year of people of color with a leading role, not in supporting roles, you really don't have them. But so I'm really happy for Gabrielle. She was able to kick some butt. She looked good doing it. But this is not one that I would recommend that you just run out and check this one out.
And another one with kind of a creepy angle to it, A Bad Samaritan. Now, this has David Tennant, and people think, oh, that sweet Doctor Who fella. But he was this awful, awful villain in Jessica Jones, the TV show. And it looks like he's just, hey, I'm going to run the table on really creepy villain characters. Tell us about Bad Samaritan.
So this was one for me, Rob, not even just because I won't stay on it long. It was for me, as well as I think the fans, not a movie that really moved people. And I think the title was right, Bad Samaritan, unfortunately. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one because it didn't move me, and also not my critic friends as well.
Okay. It looked creepy. It even if it was a good movie, from the look of it, it might not have been one I went to see anyway, from what I'm seeing in the trailer, okay. If you know what I mean. Well, what has you excited? What did you come out of recently, Reggie? They're like, this is the one I am telling people that's maybe not on your radar.
So before I answer that, Rob, I do want to say something really quickly, is that you mentioned a couple of the films, and so when we talk about summer films, what did a great job in the month of May? And I just want to list those really quickly.
Yeah.
It was Deadpool 2, which I loved, a great job, a fantastic follow-up to the first one, a Star Wars Story, Overboard, Life of a Party, Breaking In, Book Club, Show Dogs, Tully, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and Bad Samaritan, and you covered some of those films. What can be gleaned from these films is that the big films are still dominating the summer. So if you don't take Avengers Infinity War into account, blockbusters are still the name of the game. And then there's just one other point that I want to make, is that there was something for everybody in the month of May. There was Overboard, which starred Latinos. There was Breaking In, which starred African Americans. There was The Book Club, which was plus 50, over 50. And then there's Life of the Party, which really was a dual audience kind of movie. So, and overall, when you look at the box office, May is up 28%, but the summer season right now is up year to date, up about 2.5%. So it's looking better than last year for the for movies. And with that, when you talk about that, that's a good lead into your question about what am I geeked about seeing. So if you're ready, get ready. You're getting on the bus because
sure.
I'm ready to go.
Let's do it.
So I am really excited about seeing. I already saw it, and I think I can talk. Yeah, I can talk about it. The embargo is up. Incredibles 2. It is good. The 14 years in between is worth the wait. The characters are good. They do a role reversal thing with the mom and dad here. This whole thing about barring superheroes, this is a good one. So I'm totally looking forward to seeing that, and I hope people go check that out. The other thing I'm looking forward to seeing, which I didn't want them to remake, is the movie Superfly. This movie is starring Trevor Jackson, and it was a lot better than I actually expected.
Really?
Maybe
cool.
Because a lot of times I don't like remakes. Do you like remakes, Rob?
If it's a good one.
There's certain movies I just don't want you to.
Yeah.
And for me, if anybody remakes It's a Wonderful Life, I'm going to be upset. I'm just going to be upset. Do not. There's certain movies to me that are classics, so I'm excited about that. The other movie is Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and I'm not excited about seeing it as much as I am curious about seeing how are they going to keep us in the franchise for this, because it almost seems like we've seen everything that we could see in this Jurassic World, but maybe not, because now it's called Fallen Kingdom.
We're talking about summer movies with movie critic Reggie Ponder. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What have you seen lately? Rave or not, and what are you looking forward to? Do you need some advice from Reggie on a movie that might meet your exacting needs? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We continue our look at summer movies with Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, looking at some of the big movies coming out this summer, those already out over the last few weeks. You can join in at 800-642-1234, or you can email ideas@wpr.org. You mentioned RBG earlier, this documentary of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Good movie?
Yeah. Yes, I have not seen it yet. They have screened it at a couple of festivals, and it's getting some good reviews. This is one that I'm really excited about seeing. I think it's going to have a limited run because obviously this is not one of those blockbuster films, but I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that.
I want to bring on a caller now. Maddie is with us in Oconomowoc. Maddie, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What movie do you have for us?
So I saw Hereditary last night at a Marcus Theaters for Movie Tuesday. I thought that it was like a really well-done movie. I enjoyed it. I like scary movies and stuff. I just thought that maybe the crowd there for Movie Tuesday wasn't the most like accepting crowd of the movie. So,
gotcha. Maddie, thanks a lot. Thanks for that call. Just a couple of minutes left. Reggie, Hereditary is supposed to be really scary, and I think you have to go in knowing you're ready for a scary movie, not just the random Tuesday movie night.
Absolutely. I think she makes a really good point. Watching movies, the crowd really impacts your enjoyment of a film, and particularly, I think, scary movies. So this is, to me, a must-see. It is very, very, very well done, and I'm sorry, actually, she didn't see it on probably one of those nights in which the crowd was really into it, because she probably would have had a better experience. So I would recommend for you to go check it out again.
Thanks for that call, Maddie. Kay is with us now in Madison. Kay, hi.
Hi. I just saw RBG on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and I really liked it. It was a touching love story in her life, in addition to how she became a judge and how she was so instrumental in fighting cases before the Supreme Court that improved women's rights.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. People are liking this one, Reggie.
Yeah, I would expect so. The buzz on this one is all positive, and how could you not want to know the backstory here? So this is one, again, that I'm very, very interested in.
Thanks for that call, Kay. I want to do a quick lightning round, Reggie, with a couple more. Crazy Rich Asians was on your list. I think that's the name of it. I saw the trailer. I'm intrigued.
Yes, I'm very interested in this. It actually comes from a book, and this – is getting some, there have been some previews, and people are saying that this is going to be a really funny movie. The problem with these types of movies is that when you don't have a lot of Asians in terms of representation in Hollywood, is that this may just give one kind of stereotype. So we might laugh at it. I'd be very interested in what my Asian friends feel about it, but I'm really looking forward to this. I'm looking forward to seeing how they treat this whole topic of Asians with wealth and how they actually integrate into that community.
And briefly, Hotel Artemis, your standard dystopian criminal hospital with Jodie Foster movie.
Yeah, I thought this was actually going to do better. It didn't do that well at the box office. In fact, it brought in a disappointing $2 million from almost 2,500 locations, so it didn't do that well. The performances are not bad. It's just that it didn't take off. I like Jodie Foster and Sterling K. Brown, so I'm a little bit disappointed that it didn't do that well at the box office. But it will be, it won't be in theaters along with the amount of money it made and the cinema score it got as well.
20 seconds or so left. One you're looking forward to big time, Reggie.
Okay, so big time. I'm looking forward to. I'm sorry, you said 20 seconds, and so I'm looking forward to the Spike Lee movie Black Klansman. I've heard a lot about this film, and it tells the story of Ron Stallworth, an African-American member of the Colorado Springs Police Department who infiltrated the KKK in the 1970s. So I'm very, very interested in seeing this film, the treatment, and the insight that we get from it.
Reggie, thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Oh, no, thank you so much, Rob.
That's Reggie Ponder, known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago, critiques movies for several other media outlets, frequent guest here on Central Time, joining us for a look at a lot of this summer's movies.